out of this text. Some of you perhaps are thinking this very minute, what does walking in truth mean? Or perhaps are thinking, why did John rejoice so greatly? I shall try to answer these two questions. Firstly, I shall try to show you, when can it be said that children walk in truth? Secondly, I shall try to show you, what were the reasons that made the Apostle John rejoice so greatly? Dear children, let me ask you all one favor. Let me ask you all to try to attend. I shall not keep you long. Come then, and listen to what I have to tell you. May the Holy Spirit open all your hearts and bless what I say. First, I told you I would first try to show you this. When can it be said that children walk in truth? Let me set about it at once. What does walking mean here? You must not think it means walking on your feet, as you have walked here tonight. It means rather our way of behaving ourselves, our way of living and going on. And shall I tell you why the Bible calls this walking? It calls it so because a man's life is just like a journey. From the time of our birth to the time of our death, we are always traveling and moving on. Life is a journey from the cradle to the grave, and a person's manner of living is, on that account, often called his walk. But what does walking in truth mean? It means walking in the ways of true Bible religion, and not in the bad ways of this evil world. The world, I am sorry to tell you, is full of false notions and untruths, and especially full of untruths about religion. They all come from out of the great enemy, the devil. The devil deceived Adam and Eve in Eden and made them sin by telling them an untruth. He told them they should not die if they ate the forbidden fruit, and that was untrue. And the devil is always at the same work now. He is always trying to make men and women and children have false notions about God and about religion. He persuades them to believe that what is really evil is good, and what is really good is evil, that God's service is not pleasant, and that sin will do them no great harm. And, I grieve to say, vast numbers of people are deceived by him and believe these untruths. But those persons who walk in truth are very different. They pay no attention to the false notions there are in the world about religion. They follow the true way which God shows us in the Bible. Whatever others may do, their chief desire is to please God and be his true servants. Now, this was the character of the children spoken of in the text. John writes home to their mother and says, I found them walking in truth. Dear children, would you not like to know whether you are walking in truth yourselves? Would you like to know the marks by which you may find it out? Listen, every one of you, while I try to set these marks before you in order, let every boy and girl come and hear what I am going to say. I tell you, then, for one thing, that children who walk in truth know the truth about sin. What is sin? To break any command of God is sin. To do anything that God says ought not to be done is sin. And God is very holy and very pure, and every sin that is sin displeases him exceedingly. But in spite of all this, most people in the world, both old and young, think very little about sin. Some try to make out they are not great sinners and do not often break God's commandments. Others say that sin is not so terrible a thing after all, and that God is not so particular and strict as many ministers say he is. These are two great and dangerous mistakes. Children who walk in truth think very differently. They have no such proud and high feelings. They feel themselves full of sin, and it grieves and humbles them. They believe that sin is the abominable thing which God hates. They look upon sin as their greatest enemy and plague. They hate it more than anything on earth. There is nothing they so heartily desire to be free from as sin. Dear children, there is the first mark of walking in truth. Look at it. Think of it. Do you hate sin? I tell you, for another thing, that children who walk in truth love the true Savior of sinners and follow him. There are few men and women who do not feel they need in some way to be saved. They feel that after death comes the judgment, and from that awful judgment they would like to be saved. But alas, few of them will see that the Bible says there is only one Savior, even Jesus Christ, and few go to Jesus Christ and ask Him to save them. They trust rather to their own prayers, or their own repentance, or their own church-going, or their own regular attendance at sacrament, or their own goodness, or something of the kind. But these things, although useful in their place, cannot save any one soul from hell. These are false ways of salvation. They cannot put away sin. They are not Christ. Nothing can save you or me but Jesus Christ, who died for sinners on the cross. Those only who trust entirely to Him have their sins forgiven and will go to heaven. These alone will find they have an almighty friend in the day of judgment. This is the true way to be saved. Children who walk in truth have learned all this, and if you ask them what they put their trust in, they will answer, "Nothing but Christ." They remember His gracious words, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not." They tried to follow Jesus as the lambs follow the good shepherd. And they loved Him because they read in the Bible that He loved them and gave Himself for them. Little children, there is the second mark of walking in truth. Look at it. Think of it. Do you love Christ? I tell you, for a third thing, that children who walk in truth serve God with a true heart. I dare say you know it is very possible to serve God with outward service only. Many do so. They will put on a grave face and pretend to be serious while they do not feel it. They will say beautiful prayers with their lips and yet not mean what they say. They will sit in their places at church every Sunday and yet be thinking of other things all the time. And such service is outward service and very wrong. Bad children, I am sorry to say, are often guilty of the sin. They will say their prayers regularly when their parents make them, but not otherwise. They will seem to attend in church when the minister's eye is upon them, but not at other times. Their hearts are far away. Children who walk in truth are not so. They have another spirit in them. Their desire is to be honest in all they do with God, and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. When they pray, they try to be in earnest, and mean all the words they say. When they go to church, they try to be really serious, and to give their minds to what they hear. And it is one of their chief troubles that they cannot serve God more heartily than they do. Little children, there is the third mark of walking in truth. Look at it. Think of it. Is your heart false or true? I tell you, for a last thing, that children who walk in truth really try to do things right and true in the sight of God. God has told us very plainly what He thinks right. Nobody can mistake this who reads the Bible with an honest heart. But it is sad to see how few men and women care for pleasing God. Many break His commandments continually and seem to think nothing of it. Some will tell lies and swear and quarrel and cheat and steal. Others use bad words, break the Sabbath, never pray to God at all, never read their Bibles. Others are unkind to their relations, or idle, or gluttonous, or bad-tempered, or selfish. And all these things, whatever people may choose to think, are very wicked and displeasing to the Holy God. Children who walk in truth are always trying to keep clear of bad ways. They take no pleasure in sinful things of any kind, and they dislike the company of those who do them. Their great wish is to be like Jesus, holy, harmless, and separate from sinners. They endeavor to be kind, gentle, obliging, obedient, honest, truthful, and good in all their ways. It grieves them they are not more holy than they are. Little children, there is the last mark I shall give you of walking in truth. Look at it. Think of it. Are your doings right or wrong? Children, you have now heard some marks of walking in truth. I have tried to set them plainly before you. I hope you have understood them.